Hey, AfterBuzz fashionistas. We're here for Project Runway Season 16, Episode 7. And we have got a Project Runway winner in the house. Stick around to find out who it is.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Getting our theme song ready. You know it. It's about to kick in, right? Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody. Welcome to tonight's after show of Project Runway. Tonight's episode was called The Ultimate Face-Off. And if you watched the episode in its entirety, you found out at the end why it was called that. Mm-hmm. Tonight, we've got the panel, the gorgeous panel. Everybody's here tonight.
Hello, my name is Hannah B. You can follow me at Hannah B-E-E Tucker.
Hey guys, it's Michelle Uberest. You can find me at Uberest on Instagram and Twitter.
Hey guys, I'm Mytha Carrillo. You can find me everywhere at Mytha Carrillo _.
And I'm Michael Shirley. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Michael X Shirley. And we have a super special guest tonight, the winner of Project Runway Junior Season 2, Miss Chelsea Ma.
Why, hello, guys. Hey, I'm back. And you can find me on all social media platforms at Chelsea _Ma.
Thank you so much for being here, Chelsea.
Thank you for having me.
Taking time out of your busy college life.
I'm so excited. Yeah. I get to critique looks again.
So you're at FITM now. How exciting is that?
That's super exciting. So I'm done with my first quarter. I'm on my break right now, and I'm almost starting my second quarter next week. So that's fun.
So you've been on here before several times, right?
A couple times during my season.
How do you like catching it after the fact, watching how everything plays out on TV? Because
right.
I assume it's sometimes a little different.
It's so different because you watch and you're like, wait, that's not what happened. And then you're like, wait, no, that is what happened. And it's just, you have your own picture, but then when you see it, you're like, oh, that's how everybody else saw it. So, you know, it's kind of different. But now I get to have fun and I don't have to critique like my friends' looks. I can critique like people I don't know.
I know.
So it's a lot less like, yeah.
Do you make a lot of friends on that episode that you still hang out, or that season that you still hang out with?
Yeah, I mean, we're not like biffles or anything, but we do talk every now and then, and we're like we're really cordial and nice to each other, and we like hang out when we see each other again. But it's yeah, it's fun.
Are there any other Los Angelino?
No, my season was the only Los Angeles, but I am friends with all the LA juniors from season one.
Oh,
so that's fun.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Do any of you ladies have a question for Chelsea?
Are you friends with anyone from this season for Project Runway?
The current season,
yeah.
I recently met Amy actually today for lunch. I had lunch with her, and she gave me a bit of tea on the behind the scenes. But I've talked to a couple of people like Kentaro on Instagram, like Margarita, but otherwise, I have not.
Mm.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Did you give them any advice from your experiences?
I mean, well, they've already done it, so.
Yeah.
But I kind of just told them what happened to me afterwards and how my life changed. I'm not sure if it's, like, the same for adults, though, just because it's, like, a different process and what they get is different. So, yeah.
Well, you're working on a brand new collection that's about to debut next month.
Yeah.
You
want
to tell us? I know you don't want to say too much. We don't have any pictures or anything because it's all under wraps until the runway show.
Yeah.
Is there anything you can tell us?
You know, I'll say to the fans, well, I'm having a, not Project Runway, I'm having a fashion show featuring five other Project Runway alumni. We're presenting our spring summer 2018 collections, and it's going to be my first collection since showing my finale collection on the show. So it's going to be happening in downtown LA, and if you want to come, please do. I'm so excited about it, and it's going to be like kind of the launching of my Chelsea Ma brand.
Yeah. Do you have a name of the collection yet?
Yes, this collection is called L'Appel du Vide, which means the call of the void, which actually means like the jump of suicide. But in my opinion, no, the way I saw it was kind of going into this collection, it was like the jump into the void, and I thought the void was kind of like the unknown, the future.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like death. It was more like going into a new path that you don't know.
I love
Interesting.
It.
Interesting.
Yeah. So a different take, a brighter take on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if any of you guys are in the Los Angeles area, stick around till the end of this after show and we'll tell you a way you could win entrance into Miss Chelsea's fashion show, but you're going to have to wait to the end. What did you think about the looks tonight, just in general, overall?
There were a couple looks I really loved, and then there were some more looks I didn't love, but, like, we'll get into that.
Yeah. What about you, ladies? What was your overall impression of the runway show tonight?
Well, I think Kenya got a little cocky at the end. I was a little surprised at that, but
I liked that.
A little spice there, but yeah, no, overall, I think I'm pretty happy with what the judges said today. We actually kind of agreed. We don't usually agree, so...
I feel like it was just a huge wasted opportunity. Like, so many of these challenges, I feel like the same thing. But, I mean, menswear can be so inspiring, it is to me. And I feel like there was just, like, such a lackluster presentation. Yes. But the thing I hated was the selection of fabrics they gave them. I thought it was really poor choice. And then you have to make it for JCPenney. So you're really limiting the potential of you being able to create something super innovative and cool. So I think it's just limiting.
I don't know that JCPenney would say, hey, that is way too cool for us.
I think they would.
What
it
about
has
you,
to be marketable. So.
That's true. And at a certain price range, too. I'm so happy that Margarita won this challenge.
Yeah.
I have been rooting for her since the very beginning. And for her collection, well, not her collection, but for her outfit to just be out there and to receive such great praise, I feel like she needed it. So I was very happy. And then the ending kept me at the edge of my seat, but we'll get into that. With the twins, of course.
I was very much with you on this, Michelle. I found just lacking in innovation, kind of. I mean, not that we needed something like groundbreaking that we'd never seen before. That's going to be hard. But it was just kind of dull.
Yeah, like, it couldn't keep my interest.
Yeah, I was expecting some of the people to do some really cool things with what's like in their wheelhouse, and it was just kind of seemed like, for the most part, people were just trying to not be the worst one.
Not be in the bottom for sure.
Well, before we get into the looks, I want to tell you guys about a new show. Support for this podcast comes from ABC presenting the new drama, The Good Doctor, from David Shore, the creator of House. And in this program, a young doctor with autism and savant syndrome will use his extraordinary genius to save lives and challenge the skepticism of his colleagues. It's one of fall's most anticipated new shows, starring Freddie Highmore and Richard Schiff. The Good Doctor just premiered, and it airs on Mondays at 10/9 Central on ABC. I know you're looking forward to that one.
I am. I loved House.
Okay.
So good. So, and I didn't realize that the same people were making this one. So I'm really looking forward to it. And he seems younger, so it's kind of like House / Doogie Howser. I don't know. Medical drama. I'm totally into it.
I was a big fan of Freddie Highmore and... Bates Motel.
Oh, yeah.
Such a good show. So I'm looking forward to this show as well. So you guys check it out if you guys are around on Monday nights. You can see it on ABC. Now let's get into what everybody's been waiting for. The looks of the night.
Yes.
Right?
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah.
So for everyone out there, just a quick catch up. The teams used menswear fabrics to create two outfits to be sold at jcpenney.com. And they didn't have... They were menswear fabrics, and they didn't have to... They weren't menswear outfits, but they were supposed to be menswear inspired. They also had $100 at Mood to get things like supplemental trims and buttons and other notions that you need for putting, like, zippers and stuff in clothes. And one designer stayed to work on their outfits, and the other designer went to shop. I was thinking when I found that out, oh, I've seen some Project Runway episodes in the past, and they're like, why did you bring this crap back? You know, but it seemed like everyone was pretty okay with what their partner brought back for them. But that it's also kind of tough because they were being judged, even though they are in a group, they're being judged kind of collectively. I don't know if... I think I would have been the one that said, I'll go shopping for us.
Yeah. What about you? I think it depends on who you're partnered with, like if you trust their taste or not, because I think it can come down to little things like that, little small details.
Yeah, you and Chelsea would know a thing or two about that. What would you do? Would you go stay and kind of pre-plan stuff, right, or would you go and pick it all out?
It honestly has to depend on my partner and, like, how kind of experienced they are in menswear designing, because I think that, like, the trims and notions, like buttons, it's a huge part of, like, making a menswear-inspired outfit. And so, like, that can really break an entire outfit. Like, mm-hmm. if you get, like, an ugly, like, plaid instead of, like a nice, I don't know, suiting fabric, it can really kill your look. So, I mean, I would do it.
Would
myself.
You want to go shopping? Would you I want would all that to be on your shoulders?
I would go shopping for sure. I'm a shopper.
Mm-mm, not me.
You're like,
I wouldn't. Yes, because if it anything
would be your
else,
fault.
Yes, I'd be like, you see, because of your buttons, we're in the final two. You know, the bottom two.
I think it depends on how much you trust that person too, and how specific you can be in what you actually need. Because in some cases, like Kintara and Brandon, I think they bought a string. So
if you're that pink string,
I didn't see any, like maybe some hidden zippers or something. But I don't think it's, you know, there's not too much importance on it.
Right. Yeah. Well, we got a cool quote tonight, or not a quote, just a word I'd never heard used before. Amy used a word who you went and had tea with today.
Fancy.
She's the word boobicious.
Oh, yeah.
Describing a busty look. Boobicious.
You hear a boobilicious.
Boobicious.
Boobicious.
Maybe we, since she isn't in LA, maybe we can pull her onto the show.
Yeah.
give us a good impression.
I didn't expect that from her.
And we also saw Sean and Claire were fighting a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I loved that.
I loved it.
Finally.
Yes. That all seems to come to a head. But like I said, we've got the runway looks up now. And first up is Ayana. What did y'all think about this look?
Well, she didn't follow Tim's advice, and she kept it hospitally.
Yeah.
I'm surprised she didn't do more with that. I'm kind of disappointed.
Yeah. For all of you podcasters out there, this look is not innovative. It's
like
basically
a hospital gown.
Just a bulky white dress shirt with just a pair of pants. not really. I mean, men wear pants and men wear shirts. So that I could see that being inspiring.
These pants are so baggy, and the top is baggy, and it looks like a
hospital gown with a belt on it.
Yes.
I think, like, it would have helped it if they flipped fabrics in the top and the bottom. Mm-hmm. I would like to see that.
I think they just styled it really badly. I feel like if she kind of took the pants from the hospital gown and, like, made it a cool, like, dress, and she edged it up, and if, like, her partner, I just think they styled it really badly, like, with the, I know her things, like, the head thing, but just for this look, it didn't work for me. And she had, like, these two large bags, and I was like, nobody wants to look like a mom going to Costco. Like, you just don't need it. Like, I didn't think it was necessary.
I got two words for this look.
Uh-oh.
Forever 21. Ooh. Maybe that's three words.
I don't even think this would make it to Forever 21.
It wouldn't. It's too matronly.
It just looks like something that you just pump out. It's like not innovative at all to me. It just looks like something you would see.
Well,
like,
I give her props for kind of doing the offset collar or offset placket. I mean, I've seen it before, but at least she was trying to do something different than just a straight, normal baggy top. But then that was like the whole concept, and you didn't catch that at all. It's just the print is overwhelming.
It's worth mentioning the collar on the shirt is cocked to the side. It's like a nod to the dress shirt, but I don't know, for me, like, maybe you can't see it in Forever 21. I see it in, or maybe H&M or something.
Probably
like
H&M.
I don't know.
Definitely JCPenney.
But it's just, like, not something I would pull out on Project Runway.
No.
That, maybe it's just me.
This is so disappointing.
But, I think we saw someone who did that asymmetrical collar a little better
We'll
get into that a couple more looks. Next up, before that, I want to know, what did you guys think, like, star-wise? How many stars would you have given Ayana's outfit?
I gave it a one.
Mm-hmm, one.
I gave it a zero.
Chelsea.
I gave it a two just because of construction.
Okay.
Because, like, the collar, the offset collar, that takes, like, patterning, so.
I gave it one star because it was there.
Yeah, exactly. It was there. Yeah, it was there.
It was basically on the runway.
Yeah.
Okay.
It made it to the runway.
Next up, we have got Michael. And this is basically, when you say that, that's a velvet jacket with just a long, kind of like the other one, a long dress shirt dress for a lady. And for me, I thought the jacket was a little too big, but it did look like it went with the other outfit. Like, it looked like, they looked like they were in the same family or whatever.
I think that the fact that they're showing a little bit of leg kind of helps it, but overall it kind of looks like a mess, like it was just thrown together last minute. So I'm a little disappointed, but at least it is cohesive with the other outfit. I will give them that.
Oh, sorry.
Hurricane Chelsea over there. Don't take off the headphones.
Yeah, I think the jacket looked dated. It added bulk to the model. It didn't really go with the... I mean, I think it's like this is a fall jacket for sure, but then the bottom I felt was like spring, and I just didn't feel like there was any cohesion in the outfit itself between the dress and the jacket, and without the jacket, the dress I felt like was nothing. So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get where he was going with this look.
Well, I think both of these like kind of look like outdated looks, like something that was maybe cool 2 years ago. So that's why I'm saying like these fast fashion brands are what they remind me of, because they just look like something maybe we saw on a runway like two and a half years ago.
Maybe. It looks so basic.
But better. I mean, like, you know, this is very basic.
Is she wearing sunglasses? Yeah.
She is.
Okay.
Yeah. So sunglasses inside.
But this is the first time we've actually seen accessories being used. So he took advantage of that.
I was wondering if the headband, like, it looked kind of like a turban meets a headband. Yeah. I was wondering if...
Like, ugly. It's a headband?
Yeah. You were saying, Chelsea. Yeah.
I was wondering if she got that from
I think
the
they just, like, cut fabric, and they were like, oh, wrap it.
Yeah. Whatever you can do to show all that you used some of those, well, as many of those fabrics as you could. So, how many stars would you give this outfit?
One.
I thought it was kind of ugly.
Ouch.
I as well. Yeah. So it looks like this team, well, for me at least, this team got 2 stars in all, so that's not too good.
Can I just say, Olga in her live chat, because we're on live chat right now, she said it looks like she had to run out to get something in a cold and grab the first jacket she had reached. It doesn't look like it's part of the outfit, so I think we can agree there with her.
Yeah. Olga's always throwing in good comments in the live chat.
Keep them coming.
Yeah. Maite is in the live chat, you guys, so if you want to jump in on this conversation with us right now, there you go. And if not, leave a message in the comments and we'll see them later. I always go over you guys' comments. I enjoy them thoroughly most of the time. Next up, we've got Kenya, who's been one of our favorites, most good deal of these weeks. A lot of us have really liked what Kenya did, except for Michelle last week, who really hated what Kenya did. I've got to say, I think this outfit is the worst thing we've seen Kenya put out. I think it far rivals your Dalmatian
green bean Peter Pan look.
This is so boring. Bad 90s businesswoman, and Nina Garcia called her out on it.
She did.
Super bad.
Yeah. I mean, I do think it looks like a flight attendant. I'm not going to lie. I agree with her on that. I feel like I keep seeing the same thing from Kenya, like, over and over again. Like, if there's something going on with the collar.
This doesn't
like,
look the like
bows,
her to me.
Right? And then,
I don't know. This doesn't look like Kenya to me.
I see it with the top. Like, in the beginning, Tim asked them to change it. He said it was a bow, and he's like, no. Like, you know, loosen it up a little bit, and that saved the outfit a little bit more, I think.
The top is kind of like the Dalmatian outfit that she had. Was it last week? Yeah, with the collar and the straight. And then she does, I agree with you, she has like a structure that just cuts here.
She has like the huge keel that she always does. Mm-hmm. She does it a lot.
That she wears on her stuff, and then she's like implementing it.
Exactly.
think it's fine to have, like, a signature, but it just didn't work here with the challenge.
You also have to have range.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Damn, calling her out. It's
okay. True. All right, Michelle.
Yeah, tell us what you think, Michelle. Yeah.
I mean, I don't even have anything to add to this. It is a flight attendant outfit, and it just looks... You know what I hated about this? These two, like, her and Amy's looks? These, like, horrific buttons.
Oh, the shiny buttons.
Sheep-ass buttons.
Like, if it wasn't bad enough, let's add some horribly ugly buttons on. And then it's just, I can't even look at it.
If something's put together, like, just sewn up, I usually will give it, like, one star. But I had to give this 0 stars because this looked like bad secretary.
Oh, that's bad. Like,
you know,
and what menswear inspiration is there?
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing. Not. Men don't have keyhole anything. Like, they don't.
Keychains.
Did you have keychains?
Loopholes?
They have cars.
Yeah, they have cars. Keyholes. Exactly. That's nice cars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I actually think this could, you know how you're like Forever 21? I actually think this could be in like the really bad section in Forever 21 that nobody goes
to.
Like the bad, like the back section where nobody actually ventures to because it's too big.
Yeah, the clearance. Contemporary section.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah. Dress. Like,
that nobody goes to.
Clothes. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I hate talking about this.
Can we not? Yeah, can we just not?
Her out Kenya. Such a great, good fan.
Did anyone give her a star?
Yeah, I gave 2.
I gave like 0.5.
0.5
like
stars.
For like, cause she had something on there, but I don't think it was like she had something on there, but it was a knit top and a knit skirt, so it was like half a point.
You're hearing this from a 16-year-old.
I know.
It's a knit top and a knit skirt.
No, I love it. Like, no, yeah. I love it. Like you are schooling her.
I'm sorry. Like, you've made, like, she's made some amazing, amazing things.
Yeah.
Like, even like the jumpsuit she did, and I don't understand how you have an entire day. And you make a knit top.
No,
and a knit
I totally
skirt.
Agree yeah. with you.
Like,
Kenya has
understand.
Been my favorite so
yeah.
far.
Mine
and
too.
I gave her no stars tonight. That was just a bad, bad look. Mm-hmm. Up next, we've got another bad look.
Bad.
It's just my opinion. We've got up Amy's look with lapels from outer space.
Kind of like reminds me of a Joker or something. It's very costumey.
Mm,
like
yeah.
a clown. Thinking. Like,
yeah. I think
who
we
what?
Need to.
Yeah.
Since you
I mean,
saw Miss Amy
right,
today.
Right. Yeah, I don't want to be too. No, but I don't actually hate
it?
This look. I just don't. Okay. The thing that kills me is like the buttons for one. And I don't like the stitching she did. I don't like. Tim was like, I love the stitching you did. I looked at Tim and I was like, really? Like, I think that it's just like the thread color or something about it looks very homemade. It looks
okay.
It doesn't look like it was by a factory, so it doesn't look like that nice thick quality. Like, it just looks like homemade thread, and it was really ugly to
me. The outfit looks like a homemade suit to me.
Yeah,
it looks like it was well constructed. I'll give her
right.
that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
For me, those lapels just take everything away. Like, you just want to focus on them, and they remind me of like old lady boobs.
Like, oh, like saggy boobs.
They remind me of like pointy, saggy boobs.
You know what it is too? It's the shoulders. She used like shoulder pads.
She used shoulder pads.
Yeah, they look very like broadened.
And the
big.
The lapel like ends right at like the bottom of the bust line.
Yeah,
the peplum kind of.
The peplum just adds bulk. I really like the idea of a denim suit could be cool, but this doesn't look cool. And the color of the denim, I mean, I guess
color.
She's stuck with that, but, like, then just don't use it if you know it's bad, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My team?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah!
I was reading the live chat, they have, like, some comments. She says, Olga, again, she's like, the last couple of episodes are giving me 80s Sears catalog flashbacks. Mm. This suit in particular.
Me too!
Yeah. Sears, I think that's a great, like,
not even JCPenney, Sears.
No,
oh my gosh. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Well, did anyone give this a star? I'm sure you guys did.
I gave it one. Construction.
You have to give
Taylor
it some.
Yeah.
It is really, hardcore construction. But,
yeah. So I gave it 2 stars.
This was my least... These last two, this is my least favorite team of the night. And I would have sent Amy home.
You would have sent... I don't...
Just because I can't send Kenya home because I love her. I would have sent Amy home, but...
well, it's just because, I think Amy really depended on Kenya. So, like... If I didn't, okay, if I didn't see Kenya's like past stuff.
It was the other way around.
Really?
Well, the other one was making it seem that way.
No, I have to agree with Chelsea on this
because,
one.
Like, I feel like that Kenya made, you know, her red jumpsuit with the, like, it looks like the jumpsuit that she did except in denim and not as good.
Well, Kenya was saying in the beginning of the episode, you know, she's a professor, like, she can teach me some things. Like, so I felt like she was wanting, she was wanting to learn from her, but in the end, she was like, screw this lady.
And she was like, I'm not dealing with this shit.
Yeah.
I think they both went into it like, yeah, this is gonna be great. We love each other. We have a great relationship. Yeah. And by the end, they're both
I hate you.
I kind of hate you. Yeah. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, they're even making decisions without telling the other one, which have been super annoyed when they showed that V-neck.
But to be fair, they both had terrible looks. So
that's true.
It's not like they can really blame it on the other person.
Well, it was Amy's look that Kenya was changing the top for.
Well, yeah, but that wouldn't have helped it.
I know
or
you would have been like, no. Yeah, you would have been like, what are you doing? Yeah. This is not your look.
But the, but.
Oh, okay.
But then you just take, you do your own work. I mean, it wouldn't have helped or hurt that outfit. Right. Jacket is just so obscene.
Yeah.
I just don't get, how did none of them see that it was ugly? they're both, I feel like Kenya has done some really, I was going to say tasty, not tasty, tasteful looks in the past. And I just feel like looking into this, I think she would have seen, this looks like Forever 21. And this looks like Bad Sailor Moon. Like, I feel like they would have recognized that.
Yeah, they weren't colors that you would typically see Kenya designing with. She likes really kind of deep, rich colors, it seems like. But next up, we've got an outfit that I think we all liked a little better. Mm-hmm. This is Kentaro's outfit, which is the first of a pair with Kentaro and Brandon. I guess you would say this is kind of like a sporty sportswear kind of go to the grocery store.
It is not a little leisure.
I don't know. For me, I thought that this was like all the items were boring on their own. It's like two spaghetti strap tank tops, one like I don't like things that are just slightly cropped like that. Like that jacket.
Oh,
I don't
like it if they're like cropped.
Yeah, it needs to be cropped. Yeah. That's like kind of just like you're too big for it. Yeah. And just a pair of leggings. Like,
it's pretty simple.
Everything was stuff you could go out to a store and buy yourself tonight.
Yeah, I feel like Brandon's style is very athleisure. And so, you know, Kentaro kind of went with that. And I feel like he's going with the same flow as Brandon, and they're both kind of vibing off of each other, but I didn't really see much of Kentaro's past outfits resemble anything in comparison to this.
Maybe the pants.
Just the joggers.
Yeah, I feel like that's it. I feel like he was more geared towards Brandon's style, which it worked, and I can see this in JCPenney as well.
Yeah, really? But it also looks like it could have been designed by anyone.
I just think, they could have. Kentaro's usually, because I know it's, very much branded, but Kentaro usually makes very, upscale type of, cool stuff, and I just don't think it's, posh in any way.
He probably thought that those layered shirts would look maybe a little more, waify, kind of, cool.
Or the black.
But
because he likes the black. He loves working with the black.
I don't know. For me, this was just so boring.
Same.
Just get it anywhere. I did give it 3 stars because I did agree with the judges that these two outfits looked like they went together, for sure. It almost looks like the same person made them. Mm-hmm. Can we see the next outfit so you guys can see a juxtaposition? We got all the same fabrics. For those of you watching, listening to the podcast, Brandon did another cropped sweatshirt, and we have a long, men's, almost like a trench, I guess you would say, a mini half trench, half trench, and some really ugly fabric, but that's just my opinion.
I hate plaid.
What do you ladies think about this look?
I think Brandon's was a lot more successful than Kentaro's, because he kind of did this, I don't know, to me the trench is kind of almost like a hoodie it's like a soft piece that a lot of women would wear, and then he kind of had the shorts that he was layering with, and I think they're together, you know, Tim comes in and says, okay, we're the dream team. And I think when you're familiar with a designer, you kind of get tunnel vision. And, like, you get these goggles on, rose-colored goggles, where you're like, I see this. This is the designer. And you get excited even when their stuff is basic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's like, I can see that, and I can see that it's put together, and I feel like that's what is happening with the judges. Like, they're on top because, yeah, we realize that looks like these designers, and they were thoughtful, and they're just kind of giving them, like, too much credit.
I think I've said this before, and I really think that they don't, they're not giving Brandon the crap they should be, because they just appreciate that he would be able to throw down a runway show where everyone looked like they came out of this same building, you know, like same party. Right. Like,
he's taste-wise, he's like more creative. Like, you always get these designers on Project Runway where they have just put out this dated, boring, seen it before. And it's like his stuff just feels so fresh and interesting and captivating. Mm-hmm.
It is. The cuts for me are just...
Well, this one's not, but like...
over and over and over.
Yeah, it is the same thing over and over again. I really like the long straps in the front, though.
Yeah.
Or the drawstrings.
I think the ribbons are cute.
I want to pull those two strings out of that thing. Oh,
I think the ribbon and the pants were, like, the only two unique parts of the outfit. Yeah. Like, I thought that's what made it.
For me, it's the hoodie drawstring. It's just... Oh, no. He does all these oversized, like,
athleisure.
But it's everything's, the same thing. All the trims are, like, oversized.
Over and over again.
Yeah.
I just want to see something new.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
It makes me think of, like, Hello Kitty or something.
It's his style, though. It's his style.
Like it. I think it works for some of his past things, but this makes it a little cheaper.
Like, you would buy that shoestring at Hot Topic and put it in your shirt.
Yeah.
And you're like, I hate myself. Like, you know what I mean?
I just want to see him do something.
Like a checkered one?
I'm trying to see it. It's like, it's weird.
I know, you're having to do a backflip to look. Yeah. I'm sorry. well, did anyone give this more than 3 stars? I gave it 3 stars.
I gave it 3, exactly.
3.5.
Ooh. I gave it 3.
I think this is, like, good for sportswear, but, like, I hate that oversized drawstring.
But I could totally see this stuff at JCPenney. So.
Yeah, I could, too. I think the colors are very JCPenney, too. Next up, we've got the twins.
Oh, yay!
Oh, so much tea.
So much tea.
So much tea. The black bitter one, too.
Would you like to take this away, Michelle?
Okay, this one's Claire's. Yeah, you know what? I don't hate the top as much as everybody else. It's kind of like,
I wanted to burn it.
Yeah, I mean,
I wanted to light the fire for you.
Yeah.
There's no menswear inspiration whatsoever. It's just a t-shirt with a black side and a gray side. And a ruffle on the sleeve.
Right. Yeah.
The pants, to me, are like, whatever. And then, like, okay, so at first... I saw the belt, and I was like, this looks, like, terrible. And then after they did the close-ups, I realized it's, like, a little cuff on the end, like a little sleeve cuff.
It's like a flannel around the waist without the tail.
And I think that's cool now, but it doesn't look cool on her. Like, it's a cool idea. Maybe, like, be cooler as a scarf or something, because it's just adding bulk to her hips. You
know? I love the belt. And I looked at Michelle, and I was like, I'm going to go home and make one of those. Like,
I was like, are you serious?
Like, I don't know why.
All you have to do is cut some sleeves off your shirt. And...
Sew them together.
I'm going to go to the thrift store, and I'll make it one color.
I want to see you wearing this next week.
Can we wear this? Yeah, I was just about to say that. Can you wear that next week?
Make a trend.
We'll see if I can find a flannel that I like. Yeah, it's got to be flannel.
But it is the cutest idea of the twins.
Yeah, it's like grunge.
Yeah, it's cool.
Very grunge. I like the idea. It would have looked really bad on the chest as like a...
Oh, the bra.
Like a tube top thing. But I'm really glad she went with that.
It's very clear.
Yeah, it is very clear. Mm-hmm. And this is that little belt is my favorite thing I've seen from her all year.
That was Kentaro's idea to put it on down low on the waist like that. So I think Kentaro saved the outfit.
Yeah, and he wouldn't even
on
that
team. Yeah, he should have done that.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
Well, look at the situation they're in now, though.
Mm,
right. True.
What did you think about the outfit, Chelsea?
I thought it was just ugly. Just like, okay. I just literally wrote on my paper, that top's just ugly. Like, no. No. Like, nothing. I just thought nothing was innovative. Like, it, the top brings me back to, like, Hot Topic when they did, like, the half pants. Like, you know, the half checkered, half red of thing. I was like, that was, like, 2012. And then the ruffle, I was just, why? I just thought it was so, like, ugly. And then, I mean, the top was, no, the top was heinous. And then, but the everything waist down, I was like, okay. But everything waist up, I was like, you need to burn that.
I like, think the fabric choices for, like, what was that, like, I don't, silk or satin with, like, a cotton jersey. Yeah, like,
knit. It's just you gross. Can tell.
Why didn't anybody do, like, a cute, like, tuxedo dress? Or, I mean,
that's what I would have done.
I was just so freaking excited about menswear, and I was so let down.
When they're like, but you're not actually making menswear.
Yeah.
I would have helped you light that fire, and I would have taken her belt, and we'd push.
Yeah, but you would have taken the belt first, right?
Before this season is over, I will come in here rocking one of those belts.
All right.
Yes. We'll hold you to it.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got an outfit that I wrote, just no ass ugly. This look got 0 stars from me. It is a cotton, I would say a ribbed cotton.
No.
No, it's like
a sweatshirt dress.
It's like a heavy
dress.
Knit type of sweatshirt dress.
Like a heather jersey kind of cotton.
Yeah.
And it's like a long sleeve mini skirt dress with braiding or winding of some very...
Oh, it's like ruching of like... Mm-hmm. Thick. Like satin,
yes.
Silk, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's real ghetto fabulous. Then she pairs it with like these thigh high booty things.
No,
what were they thinking?
I don't know why she did that. I actually like that ribbon idea. I just don't like what she did with it. I don't like how she executed it or how it looks, but I actually think that idea is kind of cool. Like,
on what part of the body? Just asking.
I like it on the, I really like the bow at the top with the elbow. I think that could be really cool on, like, something else. I think the details are cool. I just think the overall outfit's not flattering.
Yeah, I could see it as, like, a little kid's dress.
Yeah.
Oh. Right?
Oh, I could. I could.
I can't see it on as much anything except for a big old mess.
Yeah. I wrote basic AF.
Oh, it is something you see like H&M, right?
It's something.
I don't know. I think it's something you'd see more from like Rokaware or something, like Rockaware or like.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting though?
Baby Fat.
Oh my god.
Tamora Lee Simmons.
Hey, that was like back in the day. My brand loved wearing that stuff. You know what? We didn't really get to see what Lyris thought about this.
Oh, we didn't.
Yeah. She always has something to say. And she was like, well, at least, you know, they gave me something. But
she
I wanted her to be so happy
that she was, like, wearing clothes.
I think she kind of liked it. Like,
you think
secretly
so?
Liked it, yeah.
And she's like, she was I'ma working take this it. Home.
Yeah.
And the boots.
Beyonce, Naomi, Campbell, Lyris.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She drives me up the wall, that model. Mm-hmm.
She is the plus-sized Naomi Campbell. I was watching the behind-the-scenes footage.
She's also the plus-size Beyonce.
Yeah. And but the UK named her that. And so then she's just gone with the flow, and she's like, well, now I'm, like, the plus-size Naomi Campbell, and she's made it, like, a big thing.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Go get it.
We should get her on the show.
Yeah.
Sit right next to you.
This room's not big enough for the both of us. She would want to push all of us out the way and sit at that desk.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I gave it a 0 stars.
I'd have to agree with that, yeah.
I have one.
I have one, too.
I gave it a good 2 stars.
Whoa, you're so nice.
I just thought it was better than Claire's.
Are we going to see something walking down the runway with a little inspiration to that shoulder?
No, you will. If you see something like that in my collection, you need to take a match, and you need to be like, you need to like,
burn it.
I don't care if the model's in it. You better burn that shit. But like...
Tell us what you really think about this.
I know. I just thought it was better than her sister. So I was like, if I gave her sister, like, how much should I give her? Like 1.5? I don't know. Something like that. Like, I have to give her a 1-up.
Right,
so,
Got to be fair to the Bootendorf.
Oh, yeah. Their last name, I couldn't say it either.
Yeah. Next up, we got Botany. And I really like this. It's sexy and kind of regal.
I just think, like, Margarita should get most of the credit because she is the one who really helped with the construction of it.
Yes. Oh, she did. This is a velvet, what were they calling it? Like a jacket dress?
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah. And it's, oh, it looks like a vampire would wear it.
I called it JCPenney goth. In a good way.
Like in the junior section?
I don't know. It's just like, you know, when I was younger, and I probably would have bought this if it was out of JCPenney and made it fit into my wardrobe, you know? I think it's cool, but you can tell that she doesn't work with velvet a lot.
Okay. Yeah.
I think, like I said before, velvet dates you, so that's what I don't like about this outfit is that
don't take me back to the image.
Taking you back,
and I was wearing velvet.
Yeah,
when she said that, and I'm like, "Are you kidding me?"
But you
oh no, but
good,
not but you, but everybody else. I'm like,
so funny.
No, but I'm not a fan of this look in general. I don't really think it's flattering. I kind of was. I mean, the construction was good, and I give Margarita credit for it, but it was not my favorite.
I thought it was super flattering.
Yeah, I thought it was one of the, like, smartest menswear decisions of the night.
Very,
like,
Kate Middleton to me.
Like, of the night, though. Just of the night, though.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's cool, though.
It was one of the better looks of the night.
This was my favorite. I gave this 5 stars.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this is
really
one of my favorites. I like where this started. Like, it was a little bit high-waisted. Where the skirt.
Yeah, they mentioned how that might be a little hard to sell, though. Because, like, why would you want to buy that jacket if you didn't have the skirt?
Oh.
Oh, it's not one. I thought it was a dress.
It's a
two-piece, and they were saying that was tricky.
Oh, I wouldn't buy that then.
I totally thought it was a one-piece, and that's what I liked about it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they said it was a two-piece.
Are you sure? Because they were like, it's a jacket dress.
Zach Posen was saying how it would be tricky to sell as a two-piece at JCPenney in the runway critique. Do you guys remember that?
No.
Well, that's why I'm leading the show tonight, you guys. But I remember looking at it and thinking I wasn't sure where, like it looked like a one piece to me. But I'm assuming
I thought it was a dress.
Yeah, that's what sold me on the look.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
We could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
Yeah, but
that's what I had heard when I was watching this show.
I think you're delusional.
I remember him saying like is this marketable? But I don't think he was saying it was a two piece. I just thought he just didn't like it.
Well, regardless, she didn't win. The winner of this challenge is the next look, Margarita's look. It's very interesting. I thought this look for those of you in the podcast. This is a thigh length dress with an asymmetrical button from the hip to the neck, and very, 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 very menswear pattern, which
finally.
I don't think Michelle was a big fan of this pattern.
What do you mean?
What?
I thought you didn't like this pattern. Maybe I was wrong.
The fabric?
Yeah,
I don't love it, but I get that it's like shirting fabric, and I actually think it was like a smart twist on the menswear, but the thing is, like, they say, okay, do a twist on menswear, and everybody goes asymmetrical, and it's like, I'm really bored with that, but I think it's actually, this is probably the most marketable, like, cute, and you could wear it in any size, and the judges were just mad about it, so, I mean, I don't, like, love it, but it's good, and, you know, I think it met all the criteria of the challenge.
My take? Mm-hmm.
I love this dress in particular. The only thing I probably would change are the sleeves. Just because, I don't know, I feel like maybe a shorter sleeve, I don't even know how that would look, but
maybe
I do...
Maybe sleeveless.
Or maybe sleeveless, but I do like the back of the shirt, because it's, of the dress, because it's kind of like a little...
This is where we're going to have
I saw the zipper part, and then the back, like you need the wide zipper, I didn't like that. I love the front slit, I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
I just thought it was repetitive with the back slit, I was like, why do you need it?
For me, the back slit made it look like a hospital gown.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Like your booty's showing.
I didn't love the neckline either.
I know. I was like,
I feel like it needed the collar or needed something, or it just, it was weird. It just kind of like stopped. And I felt like.
Maybe the collar that Ayana's outfit had.
Oh, the side collar. Yeah.
I mean, cool. Anything. Okay. Even if it was just a, you know, like a mock, just something. The neckline, there was just something about it that mm-hmm. bothered me a little bit. I like the idea of short sleeves. Yeah. Little shorter sleeves would be, make it a little more airy.
What about you, Anna?
I would keep the sleeves. I think it. No, I just think it's a great take on, you know, the men's typical, you know, dressed top shirt that you would see. And I think it's, I don't know, it's my favorite. I think she did a really good job.
Yeah.
I have nothing negative to say about it.
I was so excited for her that she actually won this.
Yeah.
She was so happy.
What did you think, Chelsea?
I literally wrote, this is the only dress that actually says fashion. I think out of all the looks tonight, she was the only one that was like, they were like, do something men's who are inspired, that's still innovative and marketable. And she was like, check, check, check. And everybody else was like, I'm just going to check what I want to check off. Like, they were like, oh, of course it fills the brief. But I feel like she was the only person who was actually, in a way, like, it wasn't something new, but it was something... Right. Newer.
Different. It was different.
Yeah, it was different. Exactly.
Yeah, and it was put together well. And for all of you who really, really loved this outfit, you can get it now at jcpenney.com. Oh. And I would step on it because I bet Heidi Klum's got a bunch in her shopping cart.
Yeah, she's like, gotta go.
Yeah, they, she said she wanted one.
Yeah, so, they usually pretty sell out pretty quick, like anything that they have that goes in production. Yeah. So.
Super limited, so... Don't forget, we told you first. Get on it.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the episode, we thought we were going to get a loser, but we got two.
Yay!
And, oh, yes, they were the Bootendork. Bootendork sisters. And they are going to be going next week. This was a to-be-continued episode. They're going to be going head-to-head next week. They will have 1 hour. And they're both just going to make whatever they want in the same guidelines of the challenge. And the best one is staying. And the worst one is going home. Bye much guys. To,
I think, help each other.
All of our dismay. Oh, yes, of course.
You know they are, though.
Help each other.
But with those, you have to tell them. You have to make sure they know.
I think it'd be hard to do much help in an hour with what they're going to be doing. Word. So just like Project Runway, our show is to be continued. And if you guys want to go to Chelsea's runway show, be sure to check back with us. We've got, here's a little flyer up here. And what we want you to do to win a chance to go to this show, this is obviously an LA area contest only. So if you do live in the LA area and you would like to be a guest at Chelsea's Runway Show, we just want you to leave a comment in this video as why you would be a great person to be picked to go and why you want to go. Mm-hmm. And the winner will be chosen by Chelsea.
Hey.
So don't give her any BS. She's going to see right through that. And honestly, yes, if you are not in the LA area, don't enter because we'll check into that. And we want someone to go who can enjoy it.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for being here with us tonight. Gonna just say goodbye to Miss Hannah, Miss Michelle, and Miss Maite. And thank you so much for being here, Michelle. Tell everybody where they can find you on the internet.
You can find me at Hannah B-E-E Tucker.
You guys can find me at Uberest on Instagram and Twitter.
You guys can find me everywhere at MiteTheCreo _.
You can find me everywhere at Chelsea _Ma.
And you can find me at Michael X Shirley. Be sure to check out all our other after shows at AfterBuzz.com. See you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.